What Herman came up with for Psycho was a chilling masterpiece full of suspense, paranoia, and raw nerve endings. And it was a soundtrack for strings only. No winds, no percussion, no piano. Just screeching violins and throbbing cellos. A monochromatic score to match the moody black and white of the film. A couple of years ago, Montreal pianist and composer Antoine Boustros found himself in the music library archives of the University of California, Los Angeles. A writer of soundtracks himself and an admirer of Bernard Herrmann, he was searching for Herrmann's score to Hitchcock's North by Northwest. What he found instead was music written by Herrmann for the 1950s radio show Crime Classics. He contacted Herman's widow about recording rights, and she not only agreed, but offered him a copy of the only original manuscript of her husband's music she had in her possession, the Psycho Suite. It was a goldmine. Antoine Boustros pays tribute to Bernard Herrmann in a new CD called Crime Music Bernard Herrmann Revisited, performed by Antoine Boustros and Ensemble Ulysses. And he has reimagined the music, preserving what he calls Herman's indelible signature, but adding new touches of his own. And with the music from Psycho that includes adding trumpet, clarinet, saxophone, trombone, and flute to the familiar black and white strings. It takes artistic courage to rearrange what many consider perfect to start with. You will no doubt intrigue a lot of listeners and reach a new generation of music fans. You also run the risk of annoying the purists. Well, we will let you decide for yourself. Here again is the original shower scene music from Psycho, as composed by Bernard Herrmann, followed by the same piece of music arranged by Antoine Boustros and performed by Ensemble Ulysses. Don't know which I like better, the original Herrmann Psycho score, that's the shower scene, or that arrangement by Antoine Boustros and Ensemble Ulysses. Good evening. No. That's it for our first hour. Coming up, all the latest news and weathers. Then we will be back with hour two, which we're devoting to the issues and concerns facing Canada's native peoples. Phil Fontaine steps down next month as National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations. The five men running to succeed him will be here to talk about their visions for lifting their people out of the grim cycle of poverty and hopelessness that is the reality. I'm Michael Enright. We'll be back with that debate in 5 minutes. Don't go away.
This is CBC Radio 1, 99.1 FM in Toronto. Canada lives here.
It's the biggest soccer event of the year. The FIFA Confederations Cup South Africa 2009. 14 days, 8 teams, 1 champion. Watch the drama unfold on CBC television this afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern. Italy versus Brazil. With more games available on cbcsports.ca and CBC's digital channel, Bold. The FIFA Confederations Cup South Africa 2009, only on CBC television.
This week on The Vinyl Cafe, Morley's mom Helen moves in and starts helping around the house.
When she thought of her mother, she always thought of ironing. So she added ironing to the list. And so Helen started ironing too.
The Vinyl Cafe, today at noon, 12:30 in Newfoundland.
This is CBC News. From CBC Toronto, here's the news at 10 o'clock right now in downtown Toronto. Sunny skies and 19 degrees. Good morning. I'm Colin Butler. The garbage could start piling up in Toronto as early as tomorrow. Indoor and outdoor city workers say they're ready to walk off the job at midnight tonight if a deal isn't imminent. The strike would halt curbside garbage collection and shut down childcare centers and recreation programs in the city. We sent John Lancaster streetside to take the public's temperature on a potential strike.
It seems there's little sympathy for Toronto's politicians or its workers.
Think of all the harm they're going to cause to all the families.
Come Monday, thousands of parents could be losing pay or taking unplanned time off. Yep, they've paid for their city-run daycare spots, but the doors will close anyway in the event of a strike.
I'm in trouble. I've got no other options. No family, no friends, no other options but take her to work with me.
And how about Toronto Island residents and visitors?
We're from out of town, so we're a little bit ignorant on that subject.
We're going to be able to get back, right?
Yeah.
For now, yes, but come Monday, no, if there's a strike. And at city parks like Christie Pitts, the lights will be...